It is your Tuesday, and you know very well what that means. It is your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg, a bandwithblog.co.za, joining us on the line this afternoon. Tiernus, welcome to Smile FM.
Thank you very much.
Always good to have you, my friend. So we know that it's the end of the year, and normally at this time, the kind of tech world is a little bit slow and a little bit quiet, but there's still something, and we're talking about Google. They've been doing some things.
Yeah, exactly. It's always nice to have a good field story at the end of the year. You know, we've had all these phone launches and the different devices over the last couple of months. It's been crazy. And now we've got some interesting news with Google, who have become one of the first tech companies to run some of their major data centers, which we know take a lot of energy, a lot of power that needs to be pulled from the grid usually. And they are now pushing two of the major data centers through geothermal energy for the first time, and it's running completely off of that.
That's incredible. Just fill us in quickly. Geothermal energy, what does that mean exactly?
So, as we all know, the Earth is very, very hot below the crust which we live on. That's kind of where all the magma comes from, that, you know, feeds into volcanoes and kind of flows over the crust there. But that massive pressure, that massive heat boils upwards, and it's not only just destructive volcanoes. There's also like hot springs and other, geothermal, like hot earth, that's what geothermal means, that bubbles up. And they're using that energy to essentially spin a hell of a lot of turbines, which generate a lot of energy for us.
My goodness. Okay, so how big are we talking? If you say two of their largest data centers, what does that mean? How big is this actually? So we can get an understanding as to, you know, how much power they are actually kind of saving, if you think about it in the conventional way.
So they are generating 3.5 megawatts of energy,
sure,
which is enough to power 750 homes of people that have four or more residents in it. So that's a lot of energy to be consistently pumping out. And they're, as I said, using this to power their data centers, which Google, Apple, all these tech companies rely on. Google, obviously, with YouTube being a massive source of data, all their search, everything that happens through the data centers, super important for their operations. And they 3.5 megawatts of generation, which is, as I said, enough for 750 homes. In Europe, that would be enough for about 1,500 to 2,000 homes, because obviously Americans use a lot more energy than the rest of the world. So that's a lot of energy to then, obviously consume and run completely sustainably on the data centers. And they've connected to the local grid in Nevada in the U.S., and they pump the excess energy back into the grid.
Sure. Well, that is a definite positive move forward, I think, by Google. And I think this might just be the start of some big things. I mean, obviously, they're busy doing big things. And we know that how much computing power, if you think about Google, it would take and the electricity that goes with it. So, hey, it's a win-win, it looks like it.
Yeah, no, 100%. And often, as we see in capitalist society, you know, the private companies have to drive innovation many times. And it's great to see that Google has really embraced their carbon neutral goal, which is at the end of 2030. And I don't know if they're going to get there, but this is obviously a major step in that journey to be relying completely on renewable energy, which is going to be interesting to see if they can actually do that over the next couple of years. But again, tapping into this geothermal energy is something that the government in the U.S. hasn't been able to do. And here Google comes and, they're running their operations on it.
Love it. Love it. Tiernus, thank you very much for the update, my friend, and always lucky to have you on the line.
Thank you.
That is your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg, a bandwithblog.co.za, net hier op Smile 90.4 FM.